Hi, I'm Abhishek Lal. I'm a program manager with the Windows Azure Service Bus team. And today I'm excited to talk to you about some of the new features which we are releasing as part of Azure SDK 1.8. This is a pretty big release for us in the messaging space. And as you'll see, we have released a bunch of new features which really enable key messaging scenarios and also improve the performance of the service. Let me quickly start off by enumerating some of the relay-related improvements, where JSON content type for web HTTP relay binding was a key ask, and that has been enabled. We've also added HTTPS connectivity mode, especially for services running behind legacy proxies, which for HTTP 1.1 needed chunked mode encoding. We have now enabled HTTPS traffic since that goes through the proxy without any inspection. In addition to this, we have proxy authentication using integrated and negotiate modes. Connection status behavior, a key way of monitoring your relay listener state, is now enabled for all bindings. And finally, for very large messages, you'll see a lot of throughput improvements in the relay. From a messaging perspective, we have a whole list of features, and I'm going to walk you through some of those in detail. The first one is message lock renewal. Here we now support long-running workflows and message processing, where you can receive a message and take longer than the lock duration, which today is between 5 seconds and 5 minutes, to process that message. For whatever the duration you lock the message, you can renew the lock for that same duration. At any time, you can go to locked until UTC property to know when the lock is going to expire and call renew based on that. So key scenarios of long running workflows or long message processing are now enabled. The next feature I want to call out is Q2Q transfer. This is a very, very important feature to build some very rich messaging workflows. You can chain together queues and topics, where you can scale them out. Let's say you wanted a single topic to have 10,000 subscriptions. Now you can create one topic with 5 subscriptions, have them forwarding to 5 different topics, and put 2,000 subscriptions each on those. So now with our current sort of model where you have one topic with 2,000 subscriptions, you can very easily send one message to 10,000 subscriptions. The same is useful for fan-in, where you can have, say, one queue provisioned per tenant or per customer, but you want to process all of their requests in order in which they were received. So instead of going through each queue and then trying to figure out if the order of a request from another queue, you fan in or you forward all these queue requests to a single queue. And that really simplifies your programming to go process just one queue where you get all the requests in order. As you can see from the API snippet, you just set the forward to location on a particular queue, and then you either create or update the queue. Once the forward to is set up, you cannot receive messages directly from the entity, so there is no competing scenario there. You have to go to the destination entity, and those messages will show up there. The next feature to highlight is being able to enable and disable queues, topics, and subscriptions. This is very, very critical in multi-tenant scenarios where a particular tenant needs to be disabled and you don't want to go make a code change for that. It's very easy now to go update the state, as you can see from the code snippet below, and set the status of a queue to be disabled. Any queue or topic that is disabled will block sends, and subscriptions and queues will block receives once they are in disabled status. Any existing messages in the entity continue to remain there, and at any time you can go and then update the status back to active and receive those messages. The next feature to talk about is batch send and receive. This is a key performance ask, especially when you want to process messages in batches. So now you can go send messages as well as receive messages in a batch. From a receive perspective, you can see you can specify a max count property. In this case, I've specified 100. I want to call out a key nuance here. Let's say if the queue actually has 100 messages and I set the receive batch size to 10, it doesn't really mean I will get 10 messages. It will be based on the number of competing consumers and the throughput of that particular queue at this point. But what you will get is up to 10 messages back, which you can use. The next API is topic pre-filtering for messages. There are key scenarios where subscriptions are dynamic or filters are getting updated, and the sender is not aware if they will be any subscription which matches this current message being sent. So now you don't want to enqueue a message which will not go to any recipients, but you have no way of knowing that. We now enable that by setting the property enable filtering messages before publishing. Once this property is set to true, all the filters on the topic are evaluated before the message is enqueued. If no filter matches, that is, no subscription will be able to receive a message, you will get a no matching subscription exception. And thus, the sender will know that the message cannot be enqueued or received by anyone. When you're trying to build stateless services and hand over all of the state to service bus, one of the key patterns we see is you want to do consistent operations. Think of an ATM debit operation where you want to debit the account at the same time complete the transaction. Now, this is achievable where you can do consistent operations between two entities. So as you can see from the code snippet, I have two operations, one on the MSFT subscription where I'm doing a brokered message 1.complete, and another on the message sender of the stocks topic where I'm doing a send. And for this, as you can see, I'm able to do a single transaction. So if the send fails, the complete operation will fail too, and vice versa. Hence, allowing you to build very, very robust and rich applications without having to do a bunch of state management. Message count for subqueues is now available on the queue description topic description objects. Here you are able to see the active, dead lettered, scheduled, and transfer message counts. These are really key for monitoring when you want to be able to know if a message, how many messages are on a scheduled queue which are not yet scheduled to go into the active messages. So this gives you a lot of good monitoring ability into all entities. This is available on topic and subscriptions too, and wherever not applicable, a zero value is always returned. Browsing a queue or a topic is a key pattern. We have enabled that with session browse in this SDK 1.8 update. So this allows you to go look at sessions without locking or receiving messages from them. What you can do is filter these for the last modified time. So you can only look at recently modified sessions. Sessions are modified anytime new messages are sent to them or their session state is updated. Message browse is not yet available, but that's a key feature which we are working on. From the API snippets you can see below, you can do a queueclient.get message sessions as opposed to the accept message session gesture, which actually locks the session for you. And also, if I pass in date time now minus 5 minutes of time span, it means give me any session which has been modified in the last 5 minutes. For scenarios where you have lots of entities, maybe in the tens or hundreds or thousands, get queues and get topics, which are our key management APIs, can sometimes not be performant. Hence, we have added overloads, which now can take OData filter strings and give you only entities which match those criteria. So let's say you wanted to know all the queues which had a critical, had messages greater than zero. Now you can call namespace manager.getQueues and pass in the message count GT0 sort of OData string, and that will return you only messages which are great, queues which have count greater than zero. We have greatly enhanced the ability to do activation-based filtering. So this is where you want to have a lot of very high number of filters. The correlation filter now has the ability to both set brokered properties like the label shown below, as well as user properties, which are just basic key value pairs. And now you can set up to 100,000 instances of these filters on a particular topic and be able to do some rich filtering. The last point I want to make is Service Bus SDK 1.8 is server-service symmetric, in that you use the same client SDK to develop both apps which target on-premise Service Bus 1.0 as well as Service Bus in Azure. Connection strings are the key differentiator, which you can use to configure both these targets or environments. And here are some examples of how to set them for both. We have a lot of additional features, such as scale receive, which is available today in the server release. And what you can have here is, if you have lots of entities, you can make a single receive call for across the entire namespace and get the next available message session. In addition to these, we have clone and isbody consumed, other features which help you work with brokered messages. And these in all are really, really a great set of improvements which will help you build very, very powerful Service Bus applications. I hope you've enjoyed this brief overview. Do send us any feedback, and please reach out for any additional information. My alias is ablal@microsoft.com. I really appreciate your time today and hope you give some of these new features in Service Bus using the Windows Azure SDK 1.8 a try. Thank you very much.